www.thebestofbrandon.com.
What is up? Greetings, America, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, hyperpigmentation, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing and renewing and regenerating system is just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here to help you out on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you have questions about formulation, skincare products, ingredients, medications, nutritional supplements, we're here for you at 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products or purchase any of the products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. And take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. You'll find the ultimate enzymes up at brightsideben.com. And all the longevity products that you hear advertised or you hear us suggest on the program at brightsideben.com. There's also a Join the Team link that you can click on the left-hand side of the page. If you click on the Join the Team link, somebody will get back to you with information about how you can participate in the longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call the folks at the Bright Side Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. It's their number, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. We've been talking about O2, oxygen. We're going to talk about O3 a little bit today. Oxygen and light, we talked about sunlight as well. Last thing we said was that both oxygen and sunlight are both deadly and essential. Life and growth and healing require light and oxygen, both. When we talk about light, we're talking about sunlight. So sunlight and oxygen are both required for life, for growth, for healing, and they're both deadly. And it's this balance of sunlight and oxygen and their intensities, how much sunlight and oxygen that counts, how much sunlight and oxygen we're getting, and the balance of sunlight and oxygen. Sunlight activates oxygen. It turns it on. It turns it on to form something called ozone, which is technically called trioxygen, or O3. Ozone is formed in the upper part of the atmosphere. Ozone works to block the sun from becoming too intense or toxic. So the sun actually makes its own protective mechanism. We see this phenomena where something that has a potential toxicity will make its own protective devices. We find that all over the biological system. We find it all over life. The skin will make its own protective devices, protective substances in response to the sun. The sun will turn the skin on in an effort to, so that the skin will make its own sun protective chemicals. The sun likewise turns oxygen on to form ozone, which then protects the earth from the sun. The system is so cool. Bad stuff makes good stuff to protect against the bad stuff. Ozone is three parts oxygen. It's a type of oxygen. The stuff we breathe is two parts oxygen. The stuff we breathe is called O2. Ozone is called O3. And without ozone, we would be roasted by the powerful energies of the sun. This third oxygen component that ozone has, ozone being O3, this third little piece of oxygen makes it a powerful killing substance. Ozone basically shoots that third oxygen. It makes it like a bullet. It shoots that third oxygen to kill things. It shoots that third oxygen at other molecules and rips them apart. This is why, on the positive side, ozone generators can be used as very powerful antiseptic agents or antibacterial agents. Hospitals will use ozone generators in surgery, in operating rooms. Ozone's used in ambulances in Europe. It's used in swimming pools in Europe to kill bacteria. Ozone generators tend to have a characteristic smell. If you ever walked in a hotel room, sometimes hotels will use these ozone generators. You walk into the hotel room and there's kind of an odd smell. That's typically coming from the ozone generator. The word ozone actually means to smell in Greek. On the other hand, ozone's got some good stuff, but on the other hand, ozone can be one of the most toxic of all air pollutants. It can cause lung infections, it can damage proteins, it can cause changes in cells that lead to cancer. And tire manufacturers and latex glove manufacturers are well aware of ozone's damaging effects on both rubber and latex. Ozone is really strong stuff. It's really powerful stuff. And it's really potentially deadly stuff. The reaction between sunlight and chemicals in the air is technically called smog, and ozone is unfortunately one of the main constituents in smog. This is one reason why areas that get lots of sun, areas like Denver and Los Angeles, have a reputation for being super, super smoggy. Because of ozone's toxicity, if you have chronic lung infections or COPD or respiratory health issues, if you're a smoker, if you have allergies, or if you just live in Los Angeles or Denver or some big industrial area that's producing a lot of air pollutants and you want to protect yourself from ozone, using nutritional supplements can be a very, very smart idea, especially antioxidants. Antioxidants, as the name will tell you, protect you against the damaging effects of oxygen. They're antioxygen or antioxidants, and they're specifically effective against ozone, and they're specifically helpful for the lungs. Anybody dealing with lung infection, COPD, if you're a smoker, if you live in a smoggy area, you would be very, very wise to be saturating yourself in antioxidants in the form of foods, vegetables especially, and nutritional supplements. Vitamin C is especially helpful for the lungs. If I was a smoker, folks, I would be using vitamin C after every cigarette. I'd be taking it orally, and I'd be gargling with it and swishing a vitamin C solution in my mouth. Vitamin C is also very, very protective for lung tissue, as is vitamin E, and vitamin C and vitamin E work together. Get yourself on after every cigarette you smoke, or if you just want to protect yourself on a daily basis, take maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and 400 international units of vitamin E a day, and I'd be taking the tocotrienol form of vitamin E, not the tocopherol form, and you got to look for the tocotrienol form of vitamin E, which is a more powerful antioxidant and has more lung protection benefits than plain vitamin E. We haven't talked too much about vitamin E. We talk a little bit about it, but one of its main roles is to protect fatty tissue and to protect fats. That's really what vitamin E does. It's a fat-protecting supplement. In the skincare business, when I want to protect my skincare product that I'm formulating from, protect the oils in my skincare product that I'm formulating from oxidizing, I use 2% vitamin E. You can do the same thing for protecting the fats in your lungs and the fats in your body. Remember, all your cells are coated with a layer of fat. So when you're protecting the fats in your body, we're talking about protecting all the cells in your body. And this is vitamin E's main role, to protect the fats and the cell membrane, the outside coating of cells. In fact, vitamin E is incorporated into the cell membrane where it serves this protective role. The cell membrane is dealing with oxygen all the time, and anything you do to protect the cell from ozone or protect the cell from oxygen is going to be in your interest, and using 400 IU a day of vitamin E can be a very, very, very good idea, especially in the tocotrienol form. That's spelled T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L, tocotrienol form. as opposed to the standard tocopherol, T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-O-L form that you find at most health food stores. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, folks. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the Ingevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to make some money or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. And you can always call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Our number today on the Bright Side, 855-660-4261. We'll get to your phone calls here in our next segment. We're talking about oxygen in the sun and ozone. If you want to protect yourself from oxygen, or protect yourself from ozone, I should say, which is a type of oxygen, you want to think about vitamin C, you want to think about vitamin E, you want to think about selenium, you want to think about alpha-lipoic acid. All of these are wonderfully protective against the damaging effects of ozone. And before we went to break, we were talking about using tocotrienols as opposed to tocopherols. Now, both of these forms of vitamin E will get you antioxidant protection, but the literature on tocotrienols is really starting to accumulate, and it looks like really good stuff. They're harder to find than your standard vitamin E, but they're well worth it, especially if you're looking for antioxidant protection, if you're a smoker, if you're dealing with lung infections or COPD. When you're thinking about the lungs, think about vitamin E, as well as vitamin C and other antioxidants, but especially vitamin E. And vitamin E, vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, and selenium all work together. So when you're taking your vitamin E, 400 international units a day, it's a good idea to take it with vitamin C, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. OPC, or Ultimate Selenium from Ingevity, at least 200 micrograms a day, up to 600 micrograms a day. And alpha-lipoic acid, one of my all-time favorite nutritional supplements that you don't hear a lot about. Alpha-lipoic acid's got some real neat, some real good literature on alpha-lipoic acid and cancer alpha-lipoic acid and protecting you from protecting the liver. And alpha-lipoic acid also acts to protect vitamin E. 400 international units a day, 400 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid is a nice daily dose. So oxygen and sunlight are both stimulating and toxic. Why? They're both energy. And what is it that turns energy from being a stimulating factor to being a toxic factor, from being a good thing to a bad thing, from being a building thing to a burning thing? Basically, it's the amount or the intensity of the energy that the intensity of the energy that your body has to deal with, the intensity of the light, the intensity of the oxygen. There's also the whole issue of cofactors and antioxidants that balance out this energy. Many of these cofactors and antioxidants are what we call essential nutrients. In the world of nutrition, whenever you hear that word essential, it means you absolutely have to have it. It means if you don't have it, your body will degenerate and ultimately will die. You'll ultimately show up with a deficiency disease, which will, if not corrected, lead to your demise. Cofactors and essential nutrients hold on to electrical energy so that it moves through the body in a controlled fashion. Antioxidants trap electrical energy to keep it from being destructive. A cofactor, in essence, freezes electrical energy so that it can be used. If electrical energy just goes crazy in the body, that's when it becomes damaging. But these cofactors and antioxidants lock up this electrical energy so that it can be used and so that it isn't going to be harmful. An oxidant is something that attracts electrical energy like a magnet attracts iron filings. An oxidant is an electricity magnet, or if you prefer, an electron magnet. It attracts or pulls electrons. An antioxidant stops this from occurring. So oxidants pull electrons, and that's obviously important because oxidants pull electrical energy like an engine pulls a train. That's where our train metaphor came from that we talked about last week. Electricity in the body, electrical current in the body can be thought of as a train, where the cars of the train are little pieces of electricity. You can call them electrons if you're scientifically minded, or you think of them like little pieces of electricity. And the engine of the train is the oxidant, or in the case of the body, it's oxygen. And this oxygen acts like an engine that pulls the electricity of the train, or pulls the electrons on the train. An antioxidant slows this process down so the electrical energy can be used. Oxygen is the most well-known engine for a train, for an electricity train. It's the most well-known oxidant. It's the most well-known electricity magnet. But other things can act to pull electrons too. Chlorine in water can act like a powerful electricity magnet, like a powerful puller of electrons, not in a good way. Fluoride, same thing. Fluoride acts like an electricity attractor, electricity magnet, again, not in a good way. Many drugs can act like oxidants, pulling electricity, the electricity train off its tracks, not in a good way. In our metaphor, by the way, the tracks of the train are the vitamins, or the antioxidants, and the nutrients, the cofactors. Those act like tracks on the train to keep our oxygen electricity train running in the right direction. So in our metaphor, the engine of the train, is oxygen. The train itself, the cars of the train, are electricity or electrons, and the rails of the train are the cofactors and the antioxidants that keep the train on its tracks. The interesting thing is these rails, these cofactors and antioxidants and essential nutrients that function as rails, only work on an oxygen-pulled train. Or I should say they're designed to work on an oxygen-pulled train, but they'll also work on a fluoride-pulled train. They'll also work on a chlorine-pulled train. They'll also work on a bromine-pulled train. They'll also work on a drug-pulled train. So antioxidants and cofactors act like rails for our electricity train, no matter what engine is pulling the train. Light can act as an oxidant too. Light from the sun can act like an engine to pull an electron train as well. So that means antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, alpha lipoic acid, selenium, vitamin A, zinc, there's so many of these things, they can all act like rails to keep that electricity train running in the right direction or running in a direction, whether we're talking about a train that's pulled by light, a train, electricity train that is, that's pulled by drugs, that's pulled by bromine, that's pulled by chlorine, or that's pulled by oxygen. Antioxidants protect then from all oxidants, whether they're fluoride, chlorine, bromine, drugs, chemicals that are found in foods, chemicals that are found in plastics. All antioxidants will keep this electricity train running correctly no matter what is pulling it, whether it's fluorine or bromine or chlorine or oxygen or anything else. Vitamin C is the classic antioxidant substance. Vitamin C acts like a rail for the electricity train to get pulled correctly by oxygen. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. Most vitamins will have some antioxidant properties as well as many minerals. Selenium is the most notable, but so will sulfur and zinc. Serotonin is an antioxidant. Melatonin is an antioxidant, as you would expect given the close relationship between sunlight and the production of serotonin and melatonin in the skin and in the brain. There's lots of antioxidants that are found in vegetables. We'll tell you about a couple of them when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your phone calls as well at 855-660-4261. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Farmer Spence. Our number 855-660-4261. We're talking about oxygen and antioxidants. Oxygen is the engine that pulls the electricity train, and antioxidants are the rails that keep the train running on its tracks. Without the rails, the train is going to cause a lot of damage. A derailed train is not a good thing. And you can think of oxygen and other oxidants like fluorine and chlorine and drugs and bromine and poisonous chemicals that are found in foods, all of which act as engines that can pull electricity. You can think of these oxidant compounds without rails as a train that's been derailed. And the damage is caused by a train that's been derailed can be thought of as akin to the damage that's caused by oxidants in the body that are in the body without balancing or rail-like antioxidants and nutrients. Electricity without rails to keep that electricity running in the right direction is not a good thing. That's why you want to be pounding yourself with nutritional antioxidants, especially from foods like vegetables, but also in supplemental form like vitamin C and vitamin E and selenium and all these other antioxidants we've talked about. As it turns out, plants contain wonderful antioxidants. What we call carotenes and flavonoids and pigments have tremendous antioxidant properties that can keep the electricity train running on its tracks. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit the phones. 855-660-4261. Let's go to New Zealand and welcome Phil to the Bright Side. What is up, Phil? Welcome.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Ben, for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Sure. What's cooking?
Two queries, one about thyroid, and the second one, workaround for a reaction to shellfish and the glucogel. The first one on the thyroid, I have thyroid symptoms, particularly a low body temperature, but with my blood test, the T3 and T4 come in normal. I've just been reading on the website something about Wilson temperature syndrome. I just wondered if you'd heard of that or have any comments on that.
Okay, so and what was the second question you had? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The second one was I've been taking the glucogel and I seem to be having a reaction to the shellfish component in the glucogel.
Okay, got it.
I just wondered if there's a workaround for that.
Okay, we'll talk about that here in a second. But let's talk about what you were calling Wilson's temperature syndrome. And that's just another fancy way of saying your thyroid is messed up, basically. The thyroid regulates temperature. So if your hypothyroid is, if your hypothyroid, don't pay any attention to the test. I hate these stupid tests because they're based on normal references, and there's no such thing as normal. So when you go to the doctor and he tests your T3 or T4 and he makes a diagnosis based on these tests, he's making his diagnosis based on something called normal reference values, and because there is really no normal. Normal is based on statistics, and you're a human being, and you're not statistics, and normal is based on a bell curve, and you're a human being, you're not a bell curve. So you don't want to go by tests, you want to go by symptoms, and one of the classic symptoms is an inability for the body to maintain temperature. If you're feeling cold all the time, chances are your thyroid is messed up. In fact, if you have any health or degenerative health disease, chances are your thyroid is messed up. The thyroid is the jumping off point to all degenerative disease. I'm not sure how long you've been listening to the program, Phil, but one of the principles of what I call the Bright Side philosophy is the idea of the triangle of disease. And the triangle of disease are the three points where the body breaks down before almost all degenerative diseases show up. And by degenerative diseases, I'm talking about diseases where the body doesn't heal. The body's a healing system. We say this on the program every day. The beginning of the program, I say the body's a healing system. The body's a regenerating system. You break a bone, that bone heals. Unless you're sick, that bone's going to heal. And what's even more incredible is the point of the break is even going to be stronger than it was before the break. So not only does the body heal itself, but the body heals itself so that it's stronger than it was before it broke down. That's in a healthy body. If you're dealing with a condition where this is not occurring, something is wrong. If you are not healing, if your arthritis is getting worse, if your autoimmune disease is getting worse, whatever it is, if you're breaking down and you're not healing, you're dealing with a triangle of disease, which is the digestive system first, the blood sugar system second, and then what I call the adrenal thyroid complex third. Now, if you're hypothyroid, this is what you got to do. You got to work backwards. Number one, you got to focus on the adrenal glands. What does that mean? Well, the adrenal glands help you handle stress. That doesn't mean just emotional stress and mental stress. When we hear the word stress, we think of, you know, emotional things. We think of our relationships, or we think of our jobs, or we think of our kids, or we think of our taxes, or our financial situation. All of these are stresses. But what we want to focus on is physical stresses. The emotional stresses, the mental stresses, yes, they're important. But what I'm talking about here are physical stresses. That is usually coming from changes in blood sugar and problems with the digestive system. So you're working backwards here to take care of the thyroid. Number one,
You got to eliminate blood sugar change, blood sugar fluctuations, and you got to eliminate digestive distress. This is so important, people. For thyroid issues, which are the jumping off point to cancer, the jumping off point to heart disease, the jumping off point to autoimmune disease, the jumping off point to almost every degenerative disease. Number one, stabilize blood sugar. Number two, correct digestive issues. So how do you stabilize blood? First of all, Phil, am I making sense here, buddy?
Yes.
Okay, so for the thyroid, number one, the first thing you want to do for your thyroid is you want to focus on blood sugar issues. Hypoglycemia will ultimately end up showing up as hypothyroidism via the adrenal glands, via the stress glands. So stabilizing blood sugar for the thyroid, okay? This is talking about the thyroid here. That means eliminating insulin spiking foods, foods that mess up your blood sugar, pasta, rice, potatoes, grains, flours, processed foods of all kinds, fruits and fruit juice. And I don't mean eliminating fruits, but reducing your intake of fruits. You want to eliminate fruit juice, though, which is a horrible, horrible food, especially for kids. Fruit juice, soda pop, cake, all these foods that throw off your blood sugar. That's the first thing you want to do for thyroid issues. Eliminate foods that throw off your blood sugar. That's, I don't want to say the first, but one of the first things. Probably the first thing you want to do is correct digestive issues. Phil, you got to know if you're dealing with hypothyroidism, there's something percolating in the digestive system. And by the way, the digestive system is where thyroid hormone, a lot of thyroid hormone, is activated. As you know, T3 is your active form of thyroid hormone. T4 is the inactive form, or the lower, has lower activity. And converting T4 to T3 is very important. And a lot of that conversion occurs in a healthy digestive tract. Did you know that, Phil?
Yes, I appreciate that.
Okay, so T4 is activated by into active thyroid hormone, T3, in the digestive tract. And over the course of time, breakdowns in the digestive system will lead to hypothyroidism, low thyroid functioning. To make matters worse, once your thyroid starts to slow down, that will further suppress the digestive system. And now you run into this vicious downward spiral. The only way to break this spiral is to focus on digestive wellness. I'd be using probiotics, the nightly essence. I'd be using acid supplements, things like betaine HCL or apple cider vinegar. You can also get HCL drops. I'd be using ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, digestive enzymes. You can try pancreatin, which is a type of digestive enzyme. Focus on problem foods and eliminate those problem foods. All of these digestive health strategies that we talk about all the time. And then as far as addressing the adrenal glands and the thyroid directly, there's a couple things that you're going to want to do. Hang tight, Phil. I know you're in New Zealand. We'll get you first up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, talking to Phil in New Zealand about the thyroid. So, Phil, you there, buddy?
Still here, yes.
Okay, so for the thyroid, you want to focus on blood sugar. You want to focus on digestive health and digestive wellness. And then there's things you could do for the adrenal glands and the thyroid a little bit more directly. I don't want you to underestimate the importance of digestive wellness and thyroid health and the importance of blood sugar support and stabilizing your blood sugar and digestive health. This idea of blood sugar is so important. In this country, we've got 100 million Americans, one out of three, who have blood sugar problems, so-called dysglycemia, and it is seriously an epidemic, and it's all voluntary. Folks, blood sugar problems are voluntary. You got to decide to have diabetes. Now, I know you're not deciding to have diabetes, but on some level, you're choosing it because they're food. It's food-based. So take care of your blood sugar by eating more protein and staying away from insulin-spiking foods. I'm not going to go over the list again. There's nutrients you can take to stabilize the blood sugar. Chromium, vanadium, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Sweeties product, B vitamins. These are all important for stabilizing blood sugar. And then the digestive health component is also important. Directly for the adrenal glands, the most important thing you could do is deep breathe, people. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about hypoxia and inflammation. I've been collecting studies on low oxygen and its relationship to immune activation and inflammation. And by the way, hypothyroidism, I should tell you this, I don't mean to digress, but hypothyroidism very often is caused by an autoimmune disease where the body attacks the thyroid, and that again is a digestive health issue. So that's the digestive component. More directly for the adrenal glands and the thyroid, number one, deep breathing techniques. Very, very important for slowing down the adrenal glands and bringing the thyroid back to life, so to speak, raising this hypothyroid state, raising the thyroid activity in the hypothyroid state. Deep breathing. The B vitamins for the adrenal glands are very important, especially vitamin B12 and B5, pantothenic acid, and vitamin B12. You can use B12 shots to support your thyroid. In fact, it's a great thing for everybody to do as B12 shots if you're dealing with degenerative disease or hypothyroidism issues. Everybody knows about iodine, or most people know about iodine for the thyroid. But, you know, iodine is not a panacea and it's not a cure-all for the thyroid. It's an important supplement. It's an essential nutrient. It's not found in a lot of food. I'm not sure what the status of iodine is in New Zealand. I know you eat a lot of seafood out there. Is that correct, Phil? You guys are eating a lot of seafood probably. So you're probably getting enough iodine, but it wouldn't hurt you maybe to get 12.5 milligrams or so of iodorol, which is a nice iodine supplement, or Lugol solution for the thyroid. Vitamin A can be helpful for thyroid health as well as for the adrenal glands, and iodine also is very important for the adrenal glands. And then zinc is probably the most important mineral for adrenal wellness, and vitamin C is probably the most important vitamin for adrenal wellness. So I'd be using 400 to 600 micrograms of selenium a day, and I would also be using anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You can get vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, or you can get vitamin C powder pretty easily. You don't want to do too much vitamin C all at once because it'll give you a little diarrhea, and you don't want that. It can give you a lot of diarrhea if you do too much. So you want to do maybe a gram or so, or 2 grams or so, which is a half a teaspoonful, close to half a teaspoonful, maybe every 3 or 4 hours, and that can also be helpful for the adrenal glands and for the thyroid. Does that help you, Phil?
Yeah, thanks very much. It's good.
Thank you so much. And then also, I should tell you about the glucosamine. There is some shellfish derivative in there. If you have a shellfish allergy, chances are you're not going to have a problem with the glucosamine because there's so little in there, but you still want to be careful. Did you say you experienced, do we still have Phil?
Yep.
We lost. Did you say you had a problem with the glucogel caps?
Yeah, I just find the glucogel, I'm okay on the OsteoFX, but the glucogel has a higher dose, and I for some
what
reason
happens?
I have a I seem to get joint pain, really sinus problems. It just seems
okay
to have a negative reaction. I don't feel well with it.
Okay, if you're positive that that's the case from the glucogel caps, then you probably want to stay away from the glucogel caps. It turns out that shellfish have a high concentration of glucosamine in the shells, and if you have a shellfish allergy, many glucosamine products are derived from shellfish. I'm not sure how that could be, how you can have an allergy, because the glucosamine itself is purified. The proteins in the shellfish, which is what you're allergic to, are not found in the glucogel caps and the glucosamine. But if you do have symptoms and you're positive that they're related to the glucosamine from the glucogel caps, then you're probably best to stay away from them. Use bone soup with the cartilage to get your glucosamine, Phil. Have you heard me talking about bone soup?
Yes, I have. No, I'll do that.
The cartilage is a great way to get glucosamine as well as other factors similar to glucosamine, okay?
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day in New Zealand. Appreciate it. Mary in Michigan, what's going on, girl?
Hi, Ben. I called the other day and wasn't able to get through. But anyway, my questions are very much linked to the previous caller.
Okay.
I may be in more serious trouble. I don't know. I feel like I'm starving to death. I wanted to call about what's the difference between hypoglycemia and diabetes, and do you get skin tags with both?
Yes. Diabetes is just a term. Doctors love giving things terms. Hypoglycemia is low blood sugar. Diabetes is a term that refers to the fact that you're having problems, your blood sugar is fluctuating. When you go into high blood sugar, your body responds by pulling that sugar out, and you go into low blood sugar. And then you feel tired, so you eat more sugar. The body responds to that rise in sugar by pulling the sugar out. Sugar is very, like sunlight and oxygen. Sugar has a dark side, sugar has a good side. Your brain runs on sugar, at least 25% of the sugar of the energy, of its energy needs 25% of your sugar goes to feed your brain. Your brain runs on sugar, basically. So you need to have sugar for appropriate biochemical functioning. The problem is it's too much sugar, and sugar that's out of balance with its controlling factors, much like we talked about how oxygen needs rails for the electricity train to run correctly, sugar needs to have cofactors that help the body use the energy that's derived from that sugar. Insulin is the hormone. And you know what, Mary, we're gonna run out of time again, but this is very important. So I want you to tune in tomorrow, and I'll start off the program talking about how this whole thing works. But just so you know, diabetes is a problem with blood sugar fluctuations. Hypoglycemia is low blood sugar. When you go into low blood sugar, you're going to feel like crap, and that's when you go find sugar. So the idea, the strategy is to keep your sugar stable. You don't want it to go low. You don't want it to go high. And I'm going to tell you how you do that in a minute, but does that make sense, Mary? You
want it to makes keep... perfect sense, okay. And I'm trying desperately to do it.
It's easy. It's easy, sweetheart. It's easy. This is how you keep your blood sugar stable. Protein and fat. Protein and fat. Think those two words, protein and fat, and then if you want a third concept, cofactors that help your body use sugar. I'll tell you what those are here in a second. But do you understand? Protein and fat. The only carbohydrates, if you want to do this correctly, the only carbohydrates you want to be eating should be coming from vegetables, 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 vegetables all day long. You want to stay away from fruit juices, very small amounts of fruits, and you certainly want to never touch processed foods or grains, if you want to do it perfectly. To the degree you're using these processed foods and processed grains and flours is the degree your blood sugar is going to be messed up. So staying away from processed foods, reducing your intake of fruits, fruit juices, and refined carbohydrates and flours, all of these things are the way you want to keep your blood sugar stable and to keep yourself from starving to death. As you say, eat more protein and saturated fats from coconut oil and essential fatty acids. If you got the bulk of your calories from protein and fats and a minimum amount from carbohydrates, by the way, that's called the ketogenic diet, you would find your blood sugar stabilizing, but you also need to have the cofactors, the vitamins and the minerals and the essential nutrients. The Sweeties from Longevity is stupendous. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is stupendous for helping stabilize and control blood sugar. Chromium, vanadium, all the B vitamins, but especially vitamin B1, which is thiamine, vitamin B3, which is niacin, have a stabilizing effect on blood sugar. Fiber is also very stabilizing for blood sugar. Magnesium, very stabilizing for blood sugar. Selenium can help with your blood sugar. Vitamin A can help with your blood sugar. The amino acids, taurine and arginine can help with your blood sugar. There's so many ways that you can go in the world of nutritional supplementation to keep your blood sugar stable. So this is very important, Mary. I'm going to start off the program tomorrow talking about how to stabilize blood sugar because it is such a key topic that so many people are dealing with. And then we'll continue talking about the importance of oxygen and how oxygen relates to sunlight and things you could do to protect yourself from low oxygen. And I'll also tell you about some plant nutrients that can protect yourself from high oxygen as well as we continue discussing sunlight and oxygen and other health topics here on The Bright Side. Tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.